Thanks for joining us. You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. 2022 is going to be a big year for the automotive industry, more so because of the evolution of the electric vehicles right now, not just in Malaysia, but across the globe. And to slice this apple a little bit better, there's also that conversation of how luxury cars are going to perform in this ever-changing industry. Joining us for this evening is Charles Frum, the Managing Director of Volvo Car Malaysia. Charles, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Let's do a quick take into your appointment as the MD of Volvo Car Malaysia under the new direction that you're going to lead right now. What would be the next step for this company under your leadership?
Well, first of all, I'm quite excited to be here. You know, I've been with Volvo for a long time. I was managing director in India prior to here. And, you know, it's quite a privilege for me to come and lead a team that's been performing extremely well. So what we've seen here is a team is, you know, now over the past couple of years gaining market share. We topped 2,000 cars this past year, and you know, for me, it's a privilege to be able to come and lead this team.
To date, can you share a little bit better about the performance of Volvo Car Malaysia?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, this year, the year we just finished in 2021, we sold 2,229 cars, which is an all-time record for us. And at least from what we're seeing, it's often hard to get some of the luxury numbers, but it looks like we'll continue to gain market share with that performance. And I think, you know, I think all of us have been, you know, whether it's Volvo or any businesses or all of us have been through a tough year in 2021, and to be able to get there, I think is quite a proud moment for Volvo Car Malaysia.
What will be some of the new strategies and approaches that you will use when it comes to driving the Volvo brand in Malaysia to greater heights?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, a lot of these, you know, a lot of things that we'll do will be product led, right? I mean, we need to continue to bring great products to Malaysia. You know, the performance of our SUVs has been fantastic. We had a good performance now last year with S60 and the introduction of S60. So that's really helped our performance. Going forward, I think what we're really excited about is to start bringing some fully electrified products to Malaysia. And I think that's really what our future strategy and globally Volvo strategy is all about, really looking to take leadership in the up and coming new segment of e-luxury.
Charles, one of the big feature of this sector or this industry is, of course, the electrification of your business. And of course, could you share us a little bit more about Volvo Car Malaysia's electrification journey?
Yeah, I mean, I can share some. I think what I'd like to can share our global ambition first. So Volvo now has pledged to be 100% full electric globally by 2030. And 50% of all the cars that we sell by 2025 will be full electric. And, you know, this is something now that our CEO signed at COP26 as a global agreement that this is the direction that we're heading. And we've actually now stopped developing internal combustion engines. So we're going to be going full electric. So it's just a matter of how quickly now that's going to happen in Malaysia.
Some of the promises that Volvo has made, both at the global level as well as at the national level, are indeed lofty. But at the same time, people know Volvo as a brand that delivers. How do you think customers will actually know that you will deliver on these kind of promises?
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, we need to start introducing the cars here. You know, we have had very good success with our XC40 recharge full electric in other markets. We'll be looking at bringing that product here very soon. And, you know, I think it's going to be the product will be the proof of these ambitions.
All right. Charles, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Volvo Car Malaysia. Welcome back. This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. On the line, we have Charles Frum, the Managing Director of Volvo Car Malaysia. Charles, we want to move on to the next big thing, which is, of course, Volvo. Will you guys be launching EVs in Malaysia?
So, short answer to that is yes. I guess to talk about, you know, one of the things that we're looking to build on is we're the only luxury company that has our entire lineup with available plug-in hybrids. And, you know, that's something we're very proud of, that, you know, that right now we can deliver a full electric experience and at the same time have a petrol backup. We will now, I think in the coming months, I would say I'll be laying out in detail our electrification vision for Malaysia in a meeting that we'll be having with the media in March, where we'll be bringing a lot of detail into what our plans are. But, you know, it's safe to say, and you can see what globally we've done, that, you know, the XC40 plug-in hybrid will be coming to Malaysia.
Okay, I just got an XC90. I actually wanted an S60 or probably even an S90. But the purchase decision is tricky for customers. I went to the showroom, one thing led to another. And of course, in the end, I ended up with a different car that I initially wanted. Is that a normal behavior for a consumer? Do you think that, you know, that is the typical type of consumer? We have an original idea, but then the purchase decision changes that consumer to choose something different. Talk through us through the customer experience journey when it comes to purchasing a particular vehicle.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for the purchase. How do you like the car?
It's fantastic.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. We can buzz right past that. That's an important thing. And of course, we appreciate that. So, you know, the XC90 is a great car. And I guess I would ask you a little bit. Are you using the plug-in function? Are you driving full electric?
Yes, I do use an EV charger, both at home and at work. But, you know, the conversation, of course, has to be wider than that. I don't travel to these two places only. I need to have a box charger everywhere I go. Do you feel that this could be the next big thing for electrification for vehicles in Malaysia?
Yeah, this is something I have a pretty strong opinion on, to be honest. We have, you know, when you look at, you know, certainly with your situation, you have a backup petrol engine. You have, what, 30, 40, 50 kilometers real-time full electric that, you know, as long as you're commuting back and forth with a wall charger at home and a wall charger at work, you're pretty much set to drive electric, even with that small range. But I think when we get to full battery electrics, you'll be seeing, you know, 10 times that range. And so that automatic will start to stretch the amount of electric and range you'll be able to have. I will say, I think that the Volvo customer and the overall the luxury customer, I see the infrastructure being less of a barrier to entry than for non-luxury customers. I can talk a little bit about why that is. I mean, I think, you know, most of our customers, I think, have, you know, they'll live in a landed property, or they'll live in a luxury condo where they'd be able to access a plug-in box at their home. Most of my current customers have, you know, they have quite powerful jobs. They're either entrepreneurs or, you know, high-end executives, and typically they'll be able to get wall boxes at work. So already you're looking at a customer that has a lot of the basics and a lot of the infrastructure that's needed for a full electric. And then, to be honest, if they're looking for a real, you know, if they're going to drive to JB or drive up north, they'll probably take their other luxury car, right? So I think at first this is going to, I think that this technology is going to be for early adopters. It's going to be for, I think the luxury end will start with electric, probably before the rest of the industry follows. And, you know, so I see that being a necessity to open up to the wider, the wider automotive business. But I think for luxury customers, I think that we can already, with the resources they have available to them, make that leap into full electrics.
So the XC60, is it going to be fully electric? Is this the one that is happening in March, the one that you alluded to earlier?
So to be clear, the XC40 has been rolled out in Europe. And so the full electric vehicles that Volvo has launched globally so far is the XC40 Recharge pure electric and the C40 Recharge pure electric. So we have not yet announced an XC60.
All right. Charles, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Volvo Car Malaysia. Welcome back. This is Notepad. I have with me Volvo Car Malaysia boss, Charles Frump. Charles, let's talk a little bit more about manufacturing. Is Volvo Car Malaysia exploring to locally assemble EVs? Do you think that the current tax incentives will spur the development of a greater and more robust domestic EV industry?
Yeah, so I think first we have, Volvo has a long tradition of assembling cars here in Malaysia since the 1960s. You know, this is it's a critical part of our strategy, and we want that to continue going forward. You know, we're not ready to make an announcement today about whether we're going to be manufacturing BEVs locally, but I can say when it comes to the government that we are extremely pleased with the path that the government has laid out in terms of incentives between now and 2025. In fact, I think that this really gives us a good pathway for me to talk to our team and our headquarters in Sweden to lay out a full journey for us to go hopefully even faster than our global ambition to go fully electric here in Malaysia. So, I guess if I'm looking to, with what the government has delivered, as long as this is something that stays consistent through 2025, as has been announced, I think we're on a very good path and have tailwinds here in Malaysia.
What else do you think is needed to spur consumer demand for EVs in Malaysia? Do you feel that the development of the domestic EV industry is robust enough? And of course, what are the current challenges that you think is going to be thought of when it comes to the development of the domestic EV industry?
I think first and foremost, I think what's the customer going to want? And, for the luxury customer, I think they're not going to have to worry, especially for the early adopter, they're not going to have to worry too much about the infrastructure. They'll be able to get their infrastructure provided themselves. I think what gets left out in some of this, and of course it's a fantastic step towards the environment to move full electric, but I think what in the end is going to sell customers, it's just a better driving experience, right? Driving when you drive a full electric car, the driving experience, it's quieter, the torque is delivered in such a smooth manner. It's just a wonderful way to drive, and I think that's what's really in the end going to drive demand for first luxury customers and then customers overall.
The government's proposal to exempt electric vehicles from import excise and road tax, announced during the tabling of the budget 2022 in October last year, was widely lauded by car companies as well as consumers like me, for instance, alike. And of course, how does this impact the implementation of electric vehicles for Volvo Car Malaysia?
I think it's very supportive for us. I mean, honestly, we can't ask for more, right? This I think is very fair, very supportive, and it's something we can work with. And the fact that it's laid out in detail out to 2025 is very much appreciated, so we can align our long-term plans accordingly. So when we look at Volvo's ambition globally to be selling 50% of their cars, 50% of our cars, full electric by 2025, my hope is we can even do better here in Malaysia.
Charles, of course, we know that the government plays a pivotal role in the development and empowering of the growth of the EV industry in Malaysia. With the current challenges such as the limited number of charging stations, do you think that this is best addressed through their support? Is Volvo Car Malaysia working together with the government to address these kind of challenges? In fact, are you collaborating with some of your competitors even to actually make this work?
You know, so the short answer on this is no. We're fully confident that our customers can have enough resources to build their own infrastructure for 99% of their usage. And you know, I think, you know, Volvo Car Malaysia is not going to be in the electric car infrastructure building business, right? So of course, you know, we want to be able to, you know, perhaps in the future there may be some kind of partnerships we would explore, but right now this is a technology that is accessible for our customers, and you know, we're going to work hard to make sure that all of our customers can get a wall box at home and a wall box at work. And I think, you know, especially when you're talking about the ranges that full BEVs provide, you know, this is going to be a great solution for a very large number of luxury car drivers. And if you're not able to, I guess, you know, get that wall charger at work or get that wall charger at home, maybe maybe this isn't for you yet. Maybe you're not going to be one of these early adopters, and that's okay, right? But I think once people start to drive electric cars, and I think led by luxury, once you start seeing more and more on the road, I think that there will be opportunities that other companies will see in setting up charging infrastructure, and the government may also see this. But you know, this isn't something we're pushing with the government, because we think our customers are pretty much covered.
Volvo aims to be climate neutral by 2040. We've heard many similar vows from many of your competitors as well as yourselves. Now, what makes this one the most ambitious climate strategy in the industry?
Well, I think we've been the most public, and we were the only car company, or at least the first car company that signed on at the recent COP26 meeting, where Håkan Samuelsson, our CEO, went to COP26 and signed on the dotted line, saying that by 2030 we're going to have all of our ICE engines will be phased out. So I think that's a pretty public statement to, you know, the large governments of the world, that we're heading in that direction. And I think then, especially in Malaysia, you know, this is not only something that we have to follow, but it's something we want to follow. And I think it's a great chance for Volvo to be a bit of a shining star in leading the automotive world towards an electrified future.
So what are the steps are Volvo taking to ensure that sustainability remains to be the top of the agenda for Volvo Car Malaysia?
Well, I think we're, you know, I think it's important to understand that electrification is not enough, right? What is the sourcing of that electricity, right? So building and working with our own customers to be installing their own solar panels, for example. Working in globally through our plants, we're working to make them climate neutral. So I think really working on the sources of electricity that are using in our electric cars, making sure that all of our vehicles and every piece, we're working to make them fully recyclable in the future. I think that job, you know, this is just the first step of being a truly, you know, environmentally friendly company.
Right. Thanks, Charles. That was Charles Frum, the Managing Director of Volvo Car Malaysia. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com. Look for Notepad there. You can also look for Volvo on all our social sites. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye.